Chapter 5, Sustaining a Knowledge Management Program. This chapter provides an overview on how to sustain a KM program. It begins with a brief overview of what is meant by sustainment and the steps to ensure program continuity over time. It describes the concept of benchmarking and a methodology to measure and track unit KM progress. It then describes a training strategy that ensures incoming soldiers and leaders understand their roles in the KM effort. The chapter concludes by describing how to communicate effectively with stakeholders and the importance of keeping an entire organization informed and motivated on critical KM objectives. Knowledge Management Program Sustainment. Knowledge managers work to ensure the KM program is sustainable over the long run. Maintaining and sustaining a KM capability takes work. Personnel turnover, op tempo, technology changes, and changes in doctrine require constant vigilance and resilience to keep up. A program that is effective in the beginning stages because it is new may not remain so over a longer term. Personnel trained in KM rotate out, and incoming leaders may not have the same passion for it as previous leaders. Various other factors may also contribute. Knowledge managers codify the program in their unit's policies and procedures so that the program does not rely only on the people who are intimately involved with it. The KMO strives to ensure critical knowledge is embedded in organizational memory through the unit's policies, procedures, and practices. The KM section can ensure longevity with the KM program by understanding elements that promote program continuity over the long run. There are three primary considerations that knowledge managers consider to sustain a KM program. Maintaining program continuity, including the use of benchmarking, the Knowledge Management Capability Assessment Tool, KMCAT, and the Knowledge Management Maturity Model, KM3. Conducting ongoing KM training and documenting program activities, using the KMWG to communicate with stakeholders and motivate participants to stay involved. Program continuity. Chapter 4 discusses the term continuity in relation to a specific job as part of the onboarding and offboarding process. The term continuity has been in the Army lexicon for many years. The continuity book includes specific and detailed information regarding a particular type of job, such as information technology specialist, records manager, or training NCO. Effective units use continuity books for sustainment because they help new soldiers integrate as part of the team more quickly. However, in this case, the term continuity is more about keeping the program healthy over the life cycle of the unit and to prevent degradation from internal and, in some cases, external factors. See Chapter 4 for more information on job continuity. Continuity refers to something that continues uninterrupted over time. For the Army, KM personnel are assigned KM positions by MTO at division through Army Service Component command levels, and by TDA for Institutional Force Organizations, Theater Sustainment Command, and Expeditionary Sustainment Commands and are filled by the personnel system. That ensures positions exist officially as part of the organization's structure. At brigade echelons and below, KM positions are mostly additional duty assignments with some coding for the KM additional skill identifier. Effective KM continuity includes not just filling slots or vacant positions, but also capturing and codifying critical knowledge that a unit needs to operate, despite internal or external factors and regardless of who occupies key positions within the organization. Even when a new commander takes command or the unit deploys, an effective unit continues improving KM. Benchmarking and metrics. Benchmarking and identifying metrics are the first steps in sustaining a KM program over the long run. To show improvement, KMOs use a KM maturity scale to establish a maturity baseline and then track progress over time, which contributes to sustainment. Knowledge managers use sound management practices to improve performance. Since it is important to manage, it is important to be able to measure performance. It is no different with KM. Measuring KM presents challenges because much of what is known is tacit knowledge, which resides in the soldiers' and leaders' experiences. However, the Army's approach to KM, covered in Chapter 1, is a blended approach. It includes two parts. One part is organizational learning, create, retain, transfer knowledge, And the second part is system science or system design. C2 system is a system of systems. The solution to this complexity is referred to as benchmarking. Benchmarking, a term used extensively by the American Productivity and Quality Center, APQC, and the Army Office of Business Transformation, provides a means to develop measurable outcomes. Benchmarking has multiple purposes, but mostly its purpose is to establish a baseline of KM maturity so that, over time, results can be compared to track measurable progress. Benchmarking can also be thought of as a crawl, walk, run approach to performance enhancement. It is also used to compare an organization's performance with other similar organizations' performance. For Army KM, the KM3 is a maturity model and tool used to benchmark the establishment and the maturation of a KM program over time. The objective is to use the idea of benchmarking to mitigate upheaval in Army units that are in constant personnel turnover, high op tempo, and change. Knowledge management maturity. Program continuity and the KM maturity ratings are means to quantify and visualize KM efforts. The idea of KM maturity is not new, and the Army model is based on work from other organizations that have used the same approach. KM maturity refers to how embedded the KM program is in an organization's internal processes, tools, and people. In the beginning stages of a KM program, KMOs, when assigned, must create the conditions to conduct KM. This includes establishing a KMWG by identifying and training staff representatives, developing a KM strategy based off the organization's vision and mission, and identifying key processes, personnel, and leader roles and responsibilities. The program at this stage is considered immature. Once these conditions have been met, it is considered more mature, but not fully mature. The goal is to develop a completely mature KM program capable of executing the KM process. In turn, this will lead to improved processes and stages, ultimately supporting the exercise of mission command. Various maturity models exist and have been used at the joint level and within Army units. American Productivity and Quality Center Maturity Model. Various tools exist to measure KM maturity. Some of the tools come from outside the Army, but they can be tailored or modified based on the needs and level of the Army unit. Permission is required in some cases. APQC's KM-CAT is a self-assessment maturity model administered by the organization. This maturity model tool gives organizational leaders the ability to self-assess their organization's KM maturity level across four broad areas of strategy, people, process, and information technology. These four areas are further subdivided into 12 capability areas to provide greater analysis in the assessment. As an example, the United States Army Corps of Engineers used APQC's KM Capability Assessment Tool Maturity Model from 2012 to 2018 to gauge their unit's level of maturity, with a goal of reaching Level 3 by the end of 2017. On average, government organizations that have used APQC's maturity model begin at Level 2 after the initial assessment. Capability Maturity Model Integration. The Army operates as part of the joint force, and KM maturity is measured using a tool designed and tailored for the joint command. When the Joint Enabling Capabilities Command deploys, it does so for the purpose of helping to rapidly stand up a new joint task force headquarters. To improve the headquarters' KM maturity, the KM team uses a similar approach developed by Carnegie Mellon University called the Capability Maturity Model Integration, known as CMMI. This model uses slightly differing terms for each stage, but the outcome is the same as the KM-CAT. Both models are designed to improve organizational performance over time. In the beginning stages, processes are generally ad hoc and chaotic. With an effective, fully mature KM program, those internal processes, aligned with personnel and tools within the organizational structure, become more efficient and lead to improved performance. Furthermore, long-term sustainment is ensured because the unit improves and the processes to support mission command are codified in policies, procedures, and daily practices. Army Knowledge Management Maturity Model. Sustaining KM requires KMOs to use tools tailored for the Army. The Army KM3 tool is designed around the four components of the KM system. It uses a rating scale of 1 to 5. And 42 specific efforts to assess and calculate an overall maturity rating for a unit. Scoring is accomplished using a focus group approach, and the dashboard is color-coded to highlight areas of weakness based on the collective input of the focus group. The next step after completion is to develop a roadmap to move to higher levels based on analysis and unit priorities. The Army Maturity Model has four main elements: KM3 dashboard, scoring method, effort descriptions and references, plan of action. Knowledge Management Maturity Model Dashboard. The KM3 dashboard supports sustainment by providing indicators on progress. The main purpose of the dashboard is to provide a simple way to present and visualize progress. The scoring is a quantifiable representation of the staff section's impressions of each individual effort and then aggregated into a single score, the baseline. The KMRs are important to this process because they bring their own experiences from their individual staff sections to provide critical input. The more input from people, staff members, the better the results. The KM3 method uses a focus group approach designed to facilitate collaboration, perform critical analysis, and prevent groupthink. Over approximately 2 to 3 days, the KMO garners a collective consensus of each effort. It is facilitated by discussion with the KMO, with the objective of scoring each effort individually. The dashboard guides the KMWG discussion and provides a single, simple tool to communicate strengths and weaknesses to the command group, chief of staff, or XO. Knowledge Management Maturity Model Scoring Method. The assessment scale of 1 to 5 standardizes and quantifies KM3 ratings. The scale is universal to every effort, meaning a separate set of metrics is not needed for each effort. A unit is doing it to some level of proficiency, substitute the term maturity here, or a unit is not doing it at all. Essentially, all the efforts identified were chosen because they were either a doctrinal requirement or an emerging KM best practice. Army units at all levels, including the institutional force and operating forces, are required to inculcate mission command. Each effort is intended to be linked to mission command doctrinally in some way. Based on this, the KM3 tool helps to identify and assess activities related to KM that the organization needs to be doing well, particularly as it relates to the exercise of mission command. The scale is intended to answer three key questions. Is the unit even doing this effort? If so, is it in some stage of development? Is it codified and validated in daily practices? Effort description and references. The KM3 has tabs describing each effort and how it is linked to KM. There is also a column within the tab for each effort that contains a link or reference to gain more understanding about each effort. This is useful for the personnel scoring because it provides a common understanding of what it is and why the effort contributes to KM success. Plan of action and results. The final piece of the KM3 tool is the plan of action. It is simply a field on the worksheet filled in by the KMO on potential solutions. Essentially, staff members identify why they collectively scored the efforts the way they did, and then they begin the process of improving the ratings, which will affect the overall unit maturity rating. The results of the completed worksheet serve several purposes. The first time it is completed, it should be considered a part of the overall assessment, which is phase one of the KM process. Assess, design, develop, pilot, and implement. It is used initially in conjunction with the assessment matrix and the effort impact chart discussed in Chapter 2. It also serves as a benchmark for establishing the initial maturity of the KM program. Several of the efforts are specific to establishing the KM program, and the KMO focuses first on the efforts that get the program established, such as KM roles and responsibilities, KM strategy, KMWG, and KMSOP. This sets the conditions for the KMWG to address other areas that need further analysis and improvement, such as time management, CCIR management, and collaborative tools. Finally, the results are shared with the leaders with the goal to periodically update the model to show progress. Refer to Appendix G for a sample KM strategy and Appendix J for a sample KMWG. Techniques and lessons learned for using the KM3 tool. Multiple iterations of training units by the Army Knowledge Management proponent have occurred. Training units with the KM3 tool from Brigade up through Army Service Component Command have identified several lessons and best practices. These lessons include: The KM3 is designed as a knowledge manager's tool to facilitate dialogue and quantify results. It is not a survey to be sent out. It should reflect the collective wisdom of the entire group. The KMRs involved in this effort should be identified as the primary KMR liaison for each staff section and subordinate organizations ahead of time. This is important because the next steps will be working on solutions. Staff sections schedule enough time to complete the entire worksheet as a group in a single period. If not, they complete it by sections, such as the people column during one KMWG meeting, and the process column during another separate KMWG, and so on. The KMO, as the facilitator, seeks honest feedback. There will be disagreements, but when there is lack of agreement on the score of a particular effort, KMOs seek consensus. This may take time, but it pays off. The KMO cannot be defensive and must listen to all parties involved. Before starting the process, KMOs review the scoring scale, and they revisit it often. Staff sections start each effort by reviewing the description of the effort first as a group so there is common understanding of its purpose. It may be necessary to break into groups, such as division staff and brigade staff. Each group scores the effort and comes back together to discuss rationale. The KMO determines the final score. This is a group effort, and the more KMRs who are involved, the better the outcome. The KM3 assessment rating is not a grade or inspection. Even though the term score is used, it is intended to identify and quantify areas for improvement. The Army KM3 tool has shown great utility since its inception. However, the more times it is used, the more lessons learned are gathered. The KM3 will likely be modified in the future to reflect those lessons. Knowledge management training and documenting the program. Sustaining a KM program over the long term requires robust training and careful documentation. Soldiers and leaders rotate out of a unit, and new personnel arrive. Equally, technology changes or new versions come out frequently. Along with that, if the KM section is effectively executing KM, it means that change is happening as a normal byproduct of their work. Training comes in many forms. To sustain a KM program, there are 6 groups that require training: KM section, KMRs, leaders and staff, soldiers and civilians, specialty tools training, other external functional training. The discussion concludes with documentation. Knowledge managers document not only the training provided and supported, but also the application of the KM program. Knowledge management section training. KMOs contribute to sustaining a KM program by staying current on KM practices, effectively keeping the KM section and staff trained and ensuring there is proper documentation of KM initiatives, roles and responsibilities, policies and procedures, and KM progress. Training for the KM section starts with the knowledge manager, who must attend the Army Knowledge Management Qualification Course at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. It is a 3-week course designed to provide KM fundamentals, doctrine, KM process, change management, and KM support to Mission Command. Soldiers requesting to attend the course should contact their Army Training Requirements and Resource System, known as ATAR's representative, to enter them into the system. Graduates of this course are awarded the additional skill identifier 1ECHO. It also qualifies them to conduct KMR training for their unit using the authorized curriculum provided by the Army Knowledge Management Program at Fort Leavenworth. For the remainder of the KM section training, the KMO must log into the Army Training Network, known as ATN, to download KM section collective and individual tasks. These tasks have been developed and approved by the Army Training Development Capability, known as TDC, and hosted on the Central Army Registry, known as the CAR, to develop unit KM training plans. KM tasks are reviewed and updated periodically through a formal critical task site selection board made of subject matter experts with backgrounds in KM. There are additional supporting tasks developed for each echelon for use in training plan development. Ongoing KMR training is a critical component of sustaining a KM program. KMRs are the subject matter experts from each staff section, and they should provide feedback and input into all KM products. Therefore, initial training will ensure they know their role in the KMWG. As graduates of the Army Knowledge Management Qualification Course, KMOs are authorized to teach the KMR training. KMOs contact the Army Knowledge Management proponent for the most recent program of instruction. KMOs teach the class periodically depending on how frequently KMRs change. Training can be broken into modules if necessary. For National Guard and Reserve units, a technique is to teach one module at a time over a drill or assembly weekend. Training leaders and staff members. Leaders and staff members contribute to sustainment by understanding how their roles improve and support KM initiatives. This includes signing the necessary documentation to implement changes. Leaders and staff members must have training to ensure they understand how to support and lead the KM effort. Primary staff members are required to provide a KMR to represent them at the KMWG. So, staff training on KM should be oriented on KM fundamentals and how the KM section can support the overall mission. In many cases, some of the initiatives cross into multiple staff sections, and training can eliminate confusion and create synergy and productive crosstalk. In the long run, KM is the commander's program. KMOs should prepare and present a brief to the chief of staff or commander. Recommended briefing points for the senior staff members are: understand the KM process, assess, design, develop, pilot, and implement, and how it improves performance. Different types of KM assessments, deliberate and abbreviated. Role of KM in mission command. The need to establish a KMWG with trained KMRs. An understanding of the role of the KMR in the process and how KMRs benefit each section and the entire unit. Soldiers need training, even if they are not directly involved in KM efforts. However, training usually comes after a change in processes, tools, or procedures. Anytime the KMWG identifies a performance or knowledge gap where information is not getting where it needs to go, it usually means that the recommended solution or solutions create a change in procedures or processes. Each solution should include a training component. Furthermore, the KM section and the KMRs should be looking for better ways to share information with staff members. Training Army civilian professionals. Civilians help to sustain a KM program by providing continuity during military staff turnover. They must be trained properly on KM practices. Civilians are increasingly being called on to fill the roles of KMOs. As a result, the KM proponent has expanded its training audience to include civilians. Civilians can apply for and attend the KM qualification course at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Even though they do not usually deploy, there are special programs where they can. Civilians play an integral part in Army organizations, especially on the institutional force. Most of the centers of excellence have a KM program. Therefore, having trained civilian KMOs is important since they directly support the warfighter. It is likely that there will be an increasing demand for civilian KM professionals in the future. Most combatant commands have KM programs. The Joint KMWG uses a set of training competencies that provide common focus areas for KM professionals across all the services. The Army has endorsed these competencies. Each competency falls into one of five focus areas: desired outcomes, establish a KM program, facilitate shared understanding, create agile learning organizations, improve decision cycle effectiveness, enhanced mission and organizational performance. Note: the Army Quality Assurance Office maintains the complete list of the focus areas and competencies as they are developed and agreed upon through the Joint Working Group. Specialized training. Successful KM programs also provide ongoing training on specialized tools to sustain Army forces. It is not always necessary for the KM section to conduct the training, but it is important to coordinate with the Assistant Chief of Staff Operations Section to provide additional training when necessary and when gaps are identified. A common criticism is that the Army has more tools than soldiers can keep up with, and some of the training is self-taught. Also, soldiers are not able to exploit all their capabilities. Common collaborative off-the-shelf tools that are widely used are Microsoft Outlook, other Microsoft applications, and SharePoint. New tools and apps are constantly being fielded and updated. The KM section focuses on collaborative tools to connect soldiers with other subject matter experts and information sources. Another tool developed for Department of Defense personnel is MilSuite. It is a collection of applications that require a Department of Defense access card but provide a host of tools, such as Microsoft Teams, to conduct asynchronous collaboration. See Appendix J for more information on virtual communities. Training can be delivered in multiple venues, and training does not always have to be in a classroom session. Some of the most effective training is face-to-face discussions, roadshows, word of mouth, and email announcements. The key to effective training is being innovative and persistent. Some training delivery examples are brown bag lunches, knowledge cafes, Microsoft Teams classes, Army Learning Management System, known as ALMS, video teleconferences, known as VTCs, phone conferences, in-person conferences, military university courses, including the Army Basic KM course. Other functional training. The Army offers other functional courses to increase KM competency. Members of a unit who have specialized roles support sustaining a KM program by completing individualized training unique to their assignment within the unit. Other functional training courses are available that, combined with KM training, directly impact effective KM. Documentation of program activities. Sustaining a KM program over the long term requires adequate and enduring documentation. First and most importantly, KM supports and ties into the strategic goals and objectives of the organization. Second and equally important, KM is supported by official documents, such as KMR appointment orders or a KM implementation plan. This shows staff members command group supports KM. Chapter 1 discusses documents necessary to implement a program. Those initial documents are developed in conjunction with the KMWG. The best approach is for the KM section to develop a draft document first, such as a KM SOP, then gives the members of the KMWG time to review it and provide input. In most cases, the products developed not only pertain to the higher echelon headquarters, but also to subordinate units. Therefore, units publish them in a single location, such as a unit SharePoint site, the unit Mill Suite site, or one that is accessible remotely. Although not all are required, the following paragraphs provide and discuss a sample list of documents that can be created to ensure a KM program is sustainable. Knowledge Management Charter. The KM Charter contains broad and sweeping goals and objectives for the KM program. It further outlines roles and responsibilities for the KM section, KMWG, and other leaders and staff members. See Appendix E for a sample KM Charter. Knowledge Management Representative Appointment Orders. KM Representative Appointment Orders identify a staff representative and an alternate to represent each section at the KMWG. Appointment orders for KMRs are strongly recommended, but they are not required. Knowledge Management Action Plan. The KM Action Plan is a written document which is completed after a formal assessment has been completed. The KM Action Plan contains the information sharing gaps that were identified in the assessment, and it describes the plan to close them. Knowledge Management Standard Operating Procedures and Policies. The KM SOP is a critical document as it contains what actions are required for the staff members and subordinates to support KM. It can cover a range of topics, including lessons learned management, battle rhythm, and content management procedures. The KM SOP is comprehensive enough to ensure unit personnel know how and where to find and share information. Refer to Appendix G for an example KM SOP. Knowledge Management Operation Order, Annex Q. Depending on the organization, the KM Operation Order is usually an annex to the main order, and it is in the five-paragraph format. It is completed as part of the operations process when a unit gets a mission. It can be issued as a standalone order if necessary. For example, the United States Army Reserve Command published a standalone operation order establishing KM in the Army Reserve, and it pertained to all Army Reserve units. Refer to Appendix C for instructions on the KM Annex format. Content Management Plan. The Content Management Plan contains the details on how data, information, knowledge, and records are organized and stored for use. It can be a standalone document or an appendix to the KM plan. The content management plan is developed with collaboration from the signal staff section as it relates to permissions and security. Stakeholder communication and motivation. KMOs ensure KM sustainment by effectively communicating initiatives and progress with stakeholders and by keeping soldiers and leaders involved to provide continuing support. Communicating with the many stakeholders within the command structure is a KM imperative to keep a program sustainable. The higher the echelon, the more critical this is, because there are more personnel and stakeholders to interface with. Central to this idea is that the KM process by its nature drives needed changes that improve performance. without a good communication strategy, including KM incorporated into the commander's communication synchronization, those efforts may go unnoticed and lead to complacency. They may be interpreted as just another task they have to perform. To keep staff and leaders engaged, they must see progress and improvements. That is accomplished by KMOs providing sufficient information and frequent updates to those who have a stake in the outputs of the KM program. Refer to Chapter 2 for a discussion of the KM process. An effective communication plan mitigates some of the barriers to communication. With deployed units, the most prevalent barriers to communication are time and distance, as units are in many occasions dispersed. Robust Army communications networks eliminate time and distance factors. In the orders process, NXQ can be updated with a fragmentary order for changes to the KM plan. Communicating the right messages. Keeping staff members involved with the KM effort requires communicating the right messages. Aside from seeing visible results and how KM has improved their work performance, the question to be answered in the commander's communication synchronization is what types of messages are the most important that will resonate. There are many KM messages, but some of the most effective include success stories of how KM has helped staff members in their job, assignment, or project, explanations of the importance of KM to the mission, endorsements from staff and leaders who have used or benefited from KM tools and practices, metrics demonstrating mission impact, spotlighting individual contributions to the KM effort. Some other useful KM message areas to consider are tying KM involvement into job performance or career progression. For example, warrant officers within the legal community by policy are required as part of their career progression to complete KM training and employing techniques to promote friendly competition. This can come in the form of commander's update briefings and sharing with staff members and leaders who have gone above and beyond the call of duty to improve performance for a section or an entire unit. Rewarding innovative ideas and people in staff sections who are persistently looking for ways to improve operations sparks others to do the same. KM messages need to relate to the unit or organization's mission and vision to be effective. In the beginning stages of the program, the KMO should have collected all the relevant documents regarding the mission of the organization as part of developing an effective implementation strategy. Those documents include SOPs, relevant policies, the organization's vision, and its mission. As part of the communication plan, it is helpful to refer to those documents so that whatever is being communicated is tied to other significant documents that drive operations and contribute to accomplishing the mission and realizing the leader's vision and priorities. Communication channels, methods, and frequency. Knowledge managers employ effective communication strategies with the assistance of public affairs officers, who communicate with internal and external audiences and develop plans that support the commander's communication synchronization. The Army has many mechanisms to communicate with various audiences. KMOs blend channels effectively to get the message out. Each method has strengths and weaknesses. Some of the most common methods are unit and professional magazines and newsletters, intranet announcements at events, virtual and in-person training, email, Microsoft Teams. The KMWG is one venue to disseminate KM initiatives. The KMRs will have first-hand knowledge as part of the KM team, and they can relay the information to their respective personnel and be available to answer questions. However, it should not be the only channel. Research has shown that audiences prefer face-to-face communication when possible, followed by other means such as messages from leaders during meetings, direct written or verbal messages from senior leaders, email announcements, and verbal messages. There is no standard for how often the KM staff should communicate information. Communication frequency is normally determined by the staffing levels and needs of the organization. The KM section can conduct an assessment and determine the frequency, methods, and audiences to be communicated with. Follow-on surveys and feedback sessions can aid in determining if the right messages are getting out and if the target audiences are aware of KM initiatives. Promoting the benefits of knowledge management. KM provides many benefits to an organization. Many benefits are tangible, but others are not so explicit. The primary outcomes for KM are improved shared understanding, learning, and decision-making. But there are other complementary outcomes that support these objectives that need to be stressed. These outcomes include improving productivity and work quality by applying best practices and lessons learned, saving time when looking for information, improving efficiency across special projects and working groups, increasing innovation and staff collaboration. See ADP60 for more information on the benefits of KM. Motivation, incentivizing, and engagement strategies. Keeping soldiers and staff members from senior leaders down to the most junior soldier in an organization engaged in KM efforts is a primary objective of the KM program. When the program is initially established, staff members are likely to be motivated and leaders add command emphasis. Turnover, high operating tempo, leader changes, and changing priorities driven from higher echelon headquarters may eventually contribute to program deficiencies and hinder maintaining long-term continuity. Creating a knowledge-sharing culture is fundamental to effective KM. Chapter 1 discusses the Army's two-pronged approach to KM as including organizational learning and systems thinking. There are two primary objectives for units to create, retain, and transfer knowledge gained through experience and learning while at the same time improving the C2 system that allows for effective operations. The first objective is achieved by encouraging soldiers and staff members to share what they know, which leads to better collaboration, innovation, learning, and problem solving. Leaders ensure a knowledge-sharing attitude is pervasive throughout the command, and they find innovative ways to encourage this attitude to continue. The second part of the Army's KM approach is systems thinking and the need to continue to find ways to streamline the four KM components of people, process, tools, and organizational structure. These two approaches support achieving the mission through effective C2. Rewarding knowledge sharing. Rewarding soldiers when they actively pursue positive organizational changes will keep them engaged. It is the same for KM, and it is important to sustaining the program. Everyone likes to be recognized when they are successful. Traditional rewards for Army outstanding performance, such as commander coins, commendations, and achievement letters, are effective to encourage KM, and they can be augmented by other rewards that are both formal and informal. Aside from the traditional Army Achievement Awards, other rewards include thank you messages from leaders and managers, formal annual awards, special meetings and events to recognize outstanding contributions, and unit newsletters and unit social networks. The KM section makes recommendations to leaders on soldiers who have contributed to important KM efforts. Strategies to improve knowledge management participation. Leaders involve as many people in KM activities as possible. Leaders ensure KM is not just a section task where only KM personnel are involved. Effective organizations adopt strategies to keep people involved. Four of the most effective ways to involve people in KM practices are requiring it as part of specific unit processes, including it in individual performance goals, making it part of job descriptions, fully integrating it into daily work activities. Commanders and staff members include KM during MDMP. In addition to writing the KM annex for an upcoming mission, the KM section aids the planning staff in exploring more effective tools and techniques to streamline the MDMP. KMOs and staff members ensure all staff sections understand which tools are being used, depending on the unit, how to use them, and the procedures and processes to provide the required products from their warfighting function to support the planning process. All soldiers have performance objectives and goals for DA Form 67-10-1 and DA Form 2166-9-2 evaluations. Leaders make KM a performance goal to ensure soldiers are actively involved in sharing knowledge and experiences, especially when they are in a leader or mentoring role. Leaders also encourage soldiers to continue to apply critical thinking to identify and solve knowledge gaps identified in the assessment phase of the KM process. Most soldiers want to improve their organization, and when they actively engage in sharing their experiences, especially with subordinates, their KM activities get credited during the evaluations process. In the civilian community, most positions include a specified job description that the person must meet to obtain employment. Depending on the organization and its mission, KM can be included in the person's job description even if the person is not solely dedicated to a KM section. The unit battle rhythm identifies all the specific meetings and planning events that occur during an operation or specified time frame. The KM section, when directed, has a scheduled time to meet on the battle rhythm to discuss KM initiatives, conduct analysis, and make recommendations on improving information sharing. See FM60 for more information on battle rhythm. Mentoring. Mentoring subordinates is an effective means to share knowledge and improve performance. Mentoring is most often thought of as a senior person mentoring a junior soldier or person. However, peer-to-peer mentoring and reverse mentoring are other ways that it can be employed. All three approaches are effective and contribute to knowledge sharing. Traditional mentoring is when a senior person in a staff section who has more experience and knowledge meets with and coaches a junior person. Army leaders in senior positions are expected to mentor junior soldiers as part of their professional development. Peer mentoring occurs when an individual, regardless of rank or position, who has specific skills or knowledge of a tool, works with other staff members who need to learn about a particular subject, job, or task. An example of this is a project officer who has been the lead on a previous project and the task is passed on to someone else. A peer can meet with the project officer to discuss the project's goals and objectives and pass along insights and lessons learned from previous efforts. Reverse mentoring is a bottom-up approach that occurs when a junior soldier or person mentors a senior person. Although this may seem illogical, generational differences in the Army have created an environment where junior soldiers, usually more comfortable with technology, can work with other more senior people on newer tools, such as social media applications. An example of this is learning from a SharePoint advanced user on how to use lists, create pages, and develop shared files. Barriers to knowledge flow. In addition to the challenges of KM adoption, several barriers impede knowledge flow. KM experts used data collected from 11 distinct Army headquarters after completing the KM-3 to compile a list of barriers to knowledge flow. This includes no content management SOP, KMWG not functional, inadequate COP, records management not functional, lack of continuity books, inconsistent battle rhythm, inadequate AAR management, lack of task tracking. These common barriers to knowledge flow can create frustration in units and degrade the credibility of the KMWG's ability to enable synchronization of the coordinating, personal, and special staff sections for the chief of staff. Organizational culture is an important indicator for knowledge flow, and the Army has made great strides at the organizational level in improving organizational culture. Commanders and staff members consider the organizational component of KM and its corresponding groups of associated metrics in the KM-3 when determining initial KM assessments. Other techniques to foster KM participation and support. KMOs and staff members can use other techniques to foster more sustained participation in KM activities. These techniques include making participation and contributions easy, including KM in everyday activities, developing real solutions that address critical challenges, and using effective feedback mechanisms. Making participation easy. A frequently talked about issue for unit personnel is time. KM solutions cannot be overcomplicated and time-intensive, otherwise few will participate. If the unit identifies a need to develop a new process or tool, such as a request for information process or tool, it must be intuitive and easy to access. Soldiers and leaders have many requirements, especially in a train-up mode for deployment, which is why KM needs early implementation before a deployment or major exercise. The staff need time to identify knowledge-sharing gaps, develop solutions, and properly test them before the event. Surveying the users during the pilot phase of the KM process, assess, design, develop, pilot, and implement, can be used to identify challenges and simplify the processes used in the new tool or solution. See Chapter 2 for more information on the knowledge management process. Making knowledge management a part of everyday activities. Effective and sustainable KM programs identify ways to incorporate KM practices into everyday work. Some KM activities, such as participating in a formal AAR process, require soldiers to stop what they are doing and devote significant time and attention to it. While those are necessary and highly useful activities, a desired objective is to make KM a part of routine activities. An example of making KM a part of everyday work was a National Guard division participating in a Mission Command Training Program exercise. The KMO, rather than wait for the end of the exercise to collect lessons learned, created a tool on SharePoint to collect observations, insights, and lessons learned in near real time. It consisted of a tab on the homepage that a leader, soldier, or staff member could open during a down moment in the exercise and make an entry to describe what they observed, what insights could be gained from it, and how to apply it. It normally took just a few minutes to complete the form. At the conclusion of the exercise, the KMO had several hundred entries that were provided to the leaders as part of the formal AAR process. Developing solutions that address ongoing critical unit challenges. All units have challenges, but despite this, each still has a mission to accomplish. Sustaining a KM program requires a continual process of identifying knowledge and performance gaps and developing solutions that meet the needs of leaders, staff members, and soldiers. In some cases, such as in an operational command post, those tools and processes already exist, and there is no need to create a whole new solution. However, there may be a need to streamline what is already being done. Regardless, there is always room for improvement. The KM section, along with staff members and guidance from the Chief of Staff, seeks ways to improve operations. Once a solution has been tested and implemented, the method to sustaining it is to codify it into the policies and procedures for the unit so that it can be passed on to future personnel. Refer to Chapter 2 for discussion of a common list of areas to focus on, including content management, battle rhythm, and reporting. Using effective feedback mechanisms. Regular feedback is an important aspect of sustaining a KM program. Feedback can come in many forms, either formally, such as an AAR, or informally, such as interviews with stakeholders. Comments from leaders, end users, and KMRs are some of the most useful types of feedback, especially when collected in person. Refer to Appendix F for more information on interviewing techniques. Other tools, such as MillSuite and SharePoint, exist to capture synchronous, real-time, and asynchronous, not real-time feedback. Other suggestions for feedback include anonymous suggestion boxes, analysis of virtual community comments, focus groups, annual employee surveys, website feedback tabs, organizational inspection programs or audits. KMOs and staff sections use a blend of quantitative and qualitative methods to gather feedback and conduct analysis to ensure the KM program is meeting the needs of the command. This is important because feedback is what allows an organization to assess its operational effectiveness and its progress along the KM maturity continuum. An example of a survey that provided value to an organization is when the Chief Knowledge Officer of the United States Army Reserve wanted to know what made KMRs keep coming back to the KMWG. The United States Army Reserve Headquarters had previously implemented a KM program with the mandate for all Brigadier General Commands and higher echelons to establish a unit program. The KMWG was conducted virtually. Participation rate was an important metric, and the unknown information was what drove working group members to keep participating. The results of the survey were distributed to all knowledge managers at each Army Reserve unit that started a program. As a result of the survey data, the KMWG agenda was adjusted to better meet the needs of the Army Reserve.